On the show today, we have Finestra's Mike Dione talking about Criteon's need to move beyond their plan and get going with their digital strategy. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a recurring guest, Mr. Mike Dione. It's Dione, right?
Correct.
From Finestra. Yep. How are you, Mike?
Doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Good. How are things at Finestra these days?
Outstanding. You know, we're coming on a one-year anniversary of the launch of the company, and I think for our employees, our customers, it's been a fantastic year. So very proud of our accomplishments here in the U.S. market.
Awesome. Good to hear. And we're talking about a pretty important topic here. Credit unions need to move beyond a plan and get going with their digital strategies. And no, those are some pretty true words these days, as you know, the longer you wait, the more you fall behind in this area. So why does the credit union industry need to move beyond a plan and get going with their digital strategy? Because we've been talking about this for at least a couple of years now. Now it's time, I'm assuming, to let's get off the couch and get moving.
Yeah, it's a couple things, I think, in particular, causing credit unions to have to take a harder look at this than they have in quite some time. I think the biggest driver is some of the big guys out there, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, BBVA Compass, they're announcing big initiatives to get beyond their geographical footprint. When we talk about geographical footprint, we're typically talking about where their branches reside. Mm-hmm. They're getting after the type of members that the credit unions have historically served so well with these expanded digital footprints. And so I think the reason that it is time for the rallying cry is that the credit unions got to be looking over their shoulders, because these big banks with the big resources they have are coming with some very robust digital offerings. And if the credit union can't provide their members something to compete with that, they run the risk of losing these important relationships and, you know, everything that comes with those.
Yeah, because, I mean, the average consumer these days is getting more and more savvy with the financial technology services and with any other type of service out there. I mean, there's the Amazon bar, the Uberization of everything. So I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think what's also, I think, of interest here is that the way that we've historically viewed digital is changing, and who we think digital is important to is changing. Mm-hmm. I think many people would say, sure, the millennials, they've got to have digital. But I saw a survey recently where 54% of baby boomers said they could not live without a financial institution app. So it's changing our paradigm. We can't just think about that's the young generation. It's the bread and butter and frankly, the financial backbone of a lot of the credit unions that digital is increasingly important for. And I think one other comment, Mike, on that front is we've got to change what we think of when we think about digital. And what I mean by that is, you know, just thinking about, I've got an internet banking application that someone can do their finances from home sitting on their computer. It's much beyond that. It's the mobile component of this is so important. And what you can do on that mobile with that mobile app or mobile device is important. It's got to be beyond just the ability to check a balance. You've got to be able to move money. You've got to be able to move money from account to account. You've got to be able to move money from P2P to combat the likes of the Venmos out there. You've got to be able to activate credit card and debit card usage on and off. So it's not only that they've got to get active in digital, but it's what specifically they mean when they talk about digital that needs to be evaluated as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the whole baby boomers thing, because I'm a Gen Xer and I'm doing all those things on my phone. I'm going to say daily, but a few times a week, you know, I'm on my phone doing stuff because we're all out and about, you know, and, you know, taking time to, you know, go on your desktop and get this stuff done is, that's time consuming. So we want to do this stuff on the run.
You know, I had a personal experience a couple years back where a client of ours was asking to allow for the origination of a mortgage on a mobile device. Mm-hmm. And when they asked for it, I just said, there's no way someone is going to put the time into completing a 1003 on a mobile device. And you know what? We now offer it. But and I would say somewhere in the neighborhood 30 to 40% of the origination, loan originations, mortgage loan originations that we get are coming through a mobile device. I couldn't have imagined that people would get so accustomed to working in their mobile devices, they'd actually think about originating a mortgage application via mobile device.
Yeah, when somebody sees a house they like, they just want to press a button. I want that house, you know?
Yeah, it's again to the importance of the credit unions reevaluating what they're doing in the digital space. Rocket Mortgage in particular has just grabbed huge market share in a relatively short period of time. We saw a great movement in the credit union space getting into mortgages in a significant way coming out of the last downward cycle. And credit unions really stepped up and expanded their market share. If they're enjoying everything that comes with that relationship, they've got to be digitally aware and recognize the Rockets of the world. They threaten some of the good ground they've gained there.
So to kickstart their digital strategy, what are a couple of things that credit union needs to do, like right now? It's almost like yesterday. What do they need to do right now?
Yeah, I think, first of all, they got to evaluate what they mean by digital, getting back to what we were talking about earlier. Digital is beyond just the ability to interact with your financial institution at your computer while at home. So, A, probably mobile would be at the top of the list. What's your mobile presence, right? We've talked a lot about what people are doing via mobile, what some of the big money center banks are doing. They're expanding their footprint. They're getting into new geographies, likely looking to attract some of the credit union members. So evaluating your digital capabilities today, it's got to go beyond that internet banking and really looking hard at the mobile application and what you can do. And if you don't have the ability to open an account or move money, look quickly to your technology partners to say, hey, is this something you can help me with? Because if they don't, the credit one article I think that might have even prompted the conversation we're having today, Citibank announced that they were going after in a significant way their 125 million credit card customers, looking to expand the relationship that they had with them exclusively through digital. And so if that isn't a call to action for the credit unions, I don't know what.
Yeah, how would that impact not only credit union industry, but the financial services industry as a whole? My gosh, I mean, that's going to have some ripple effect.
Well, I think it's a part of a greater far-reaching strategy, which is the notion that you don't necessarily need to have that physical footprint in order to expand the relationship that you have with that member of the credit union. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that's being called into question. Do I need to physically have the sticks and bricks that have normally been assumed needed in order to have a presence in a particular market?
Yeah, you have these, I see these conflicting studies about, I mean, this might be going off a little bit of a rabbit hole here, but about brand, because you brought up the whole sticks and bricks and stuff like that. Yeah. Whether you need a branch or whether you not need a branch, and how, and if you do have a branch, how digital do you make the branch, that whole type of thing. I mean, that's such a, I can imagine, you know, a credit union CEO these days, like, pulling out their hair, which way do we go?
Yeah.
Any advice there?
There's a lot of data out there, and I don't think it necessarily draws us to one consensus. We see a lot of different strategies being employed, some of which you alluded to, which are where even within the branch, it's a digital experience where you may have, five teller stations that are automated and one concierge walking back and forth between those five stations to facilitate that transaction. The other piece that I've seen taking hold is the notion of the branch for that advisory circumstance where a member's really trying to figure out something that's, maybe there's been a life event, a marriage, a purchase of a home, a new arrival in the form of a child. Those events, people often want to sit down and still have that face-to-face interaction and say, hey, what does this mean to me? Do I need to open up a 529 plan? How do I save for retirement? Those I've seen, and it sounds like you've been exposed to that as well, that the branch is being for those big events, for those longer term financial strategy discussions, in addition to the historic transactional role branches play, is one of the ways that we see that legacy branch.
Yeah, the more complicated stuff, you know, that's what you're going to need. That's what you need the branch for. But the more transactional deposit, transferring funds. But then we go back to your original point about the mortgage lending. You know, you said you never imagined that happening, but here we are. You know, so you never know.
Yep. No doubt. And even within the app now, I can't say that I'm personally comfortable with it, like yourself being a Gen Xer, but there's an awful lot being done with technology that is designed to give people that longer term guidance in terms of, are they planning adequately for retirement? Is their portfolio balanced appropriately based on when they think they may be retiring? So, you know, we talk about that physical connection that a lot of us yearn for that big conversation, but we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that there is digital technology emerging that may replace for some people those big conversations.
Sure. But I think we need to throw out the whole, this is just for millennials. I think it spans every demographic out there now. I think everybody wants now. So very cool. And kind of one last thing, I just got back from the NACUSO Network Conference in Anaheim, up the road here from my house. And there was a lot of people talking voice banking. And that's whole part of the digital strategy, right? So, I mean, and it's here.
No
now.
Doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up. I think sometimes when we talk about voice, we're still thinking about those systems from 20 years ago that, you know, very basic.
The audio response system. Yes. You know,
yeah. If we think about how mobile, no pun intended, we all are, the ability to initiate and engage in a digital experience that doesn't require us navigating through an application or pressing buttons, but that can be done because we've said, hey, help me transfer money. I think that is a really important evolution in the digital realm.
It's going to be a biggie. I think this year is kind of a tipping point for all of that, definitely. Mike, anything else to add here about getting off the couch and getting your digital strategy moving?
Other than I hope our customers know that we're ready to help them with that journey when they're ready, but always appreciate the time to spend with you and, you know, share our views as to where this industry is headed and some of the things that our important clients need to be
thinking about. Exciting times indeed. So I say that every year, but it just keeps the ante keeps getting upped and up. It gets more and more exciting what's going on. So it's really cool stuff. And you guys are right there in the mix. So thank you for all the cool things you guys are doing as well.
Thanks, Michael. Always
a
pleasure.
You're welcome, sir.